True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's ODOO.com.
Catch comedian and actor Nick Offerman when he comes to the Bay Area with his Big Woodchuck Tour at the Masonic on February 7th. Buy your tickets at LiveNation.com. And for a chance to win a pair of tickets courtesy of Live Nation, enter online at 957thegame.com.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Now back to 95.7 The Game.
What did you just do? Thanks, Pasta. Evan Giddings with you up until 4 o'clock, halfway home here on 95.7 The Game. Hope everybody's enjoying their Black Friday. Hope everybody enjoyed their happy Thanksgiving with their families. Hope you took it easy on the in-laws. Hopefully there were no fights. Hopefully the... This is why I actually think that football... Thanks, Willard. I actually think that football is really important on holidays. Or you need some sort of testosterone-filled entertainment on, unless
A-Rod.
That's a five. So for those that weren't listening earlier, Steven Risotto, our great producer here today, he spent Thanksgiving watching an Alex Rodriguez documentary with his family. That was perfectly timed because he was very much testosterone filled. Some of it artificially. So where was I going with this? All right, so everybody needs some sort of testosterone-filled entertainment because a lot of times I believe that when families all get together, you know, if you're with your immediate family, you're hanging out with your mom, your dad, you know, maybe siblings, something like that, that's not necessarily important. But when you have in-laws in town, when you have friends coming over, when you have a bunch of different people who you don't see that often, football or maybe during Christmas time, you know, basketball, right, Warriors play, all this good stuff, there has to be something to prevent you guys and gals, maybe it's just my personal experience, from being together and talking for an extended period of time because naturally friction is going to occur. Maybe it's political differences. Maybe it's a disagreement on a card game you're playing or board games. People get competitive. There has to be something else where you can sort of project your own differences Or maybe it's just competitive juices if you're playing board games or stuff like that. There has to be something else on in order to distract you. And I think that football is a great release for that. So that's why I think that it's great to have it on every single Thanksgiving. They don't get to enjoy their Thanksgivings, though, by the way. Which, pasta. So was it Erin Andrews yesterday that went viral for her comments about missing holidays?
Yeah, that's right. Erin Andrews said something about how, you know, there's a sacrifice you have to take when you get into sports media, and I guess any media in general. And she said basically that she misses all of the holidays and all of the milestones for, you know, her children. So, yeah.
Well, and I thought that, and she got a lot of blowback for that, right?
She did. And I don't know exactly, because it was a headline on Awful Announcing, and you know what people think about headlines before they read the stories. So I don't know what tone she was saying it in, but I think a lot of people thought, well, you know, you work in sports, so, you know, you're luckier than most people, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess that's fair. I think there's, anytime you talk about how much you got to work when you're successful, I think there's natural pushback. Like when athletes talk about what they have to go through, and I don't think a lot of people want to hear it because you're compensated millions of dollars. It's a profession that not many people get to participate in, even though they at one point in their lives probably tried. So that's tough. I understand that. But the Erin Andrews thing is she's just being honest. And that to me was kind of weird to see the response to her. Because, like, well, it's what we're doing right now. I was asked to do the show today with you, and while I didn't specifically ask for Steven, I was given him, love you, buddy, but I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. You know, I'd rather be doing this and having an opportunity to talk to, I don't know, however many people are listening to us, talk a little bit about Bay Area sports, maybe inject a little personal interest into it, and also, of course, tell people that Pasta and his family watch documentaries on Thanksgiving. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. And I just feel like Erin Andrews is someone who, I don't think she sparks jealousy, but I was surprised to see her comments being taken in such a negative manner yesterday, because I think she's not saying that she works harder than everyone and that people who work on holidays should be given any sort of slack. Like, I'm not asking people to be super appreciative that we're doing this show. I think our boss wanted us to be live and local on Friday, and I volunteered to do it. I did think originally I was going to have a co-host, but then when they said you're going to do it solo, that's just what it is. That's the job. Just like Erin Andrews just has the job. And missing holidays across certain industries is just a norm, right? A lot of people in the financial sector, if you're hardworking and you got deadlines to meet and you are maybe a bigwig, maybe you have to miss a holiday. Maybe you're late on Thanksgiving. Maybe you don't get to wake up and unwrap presents on Christmas. And I don't think that people complain about that. Maybe they do, but that's what you sign up for. Just like in this business, I feel thankful that I get to be around the Bay Area where I'm from during Thanksgiving, because for a lot of Thanksgivings after college, when I moved around, I either had to go to Thanksgiving at another friend's place, or maybe I was alone, or would find a group that also was alone on Thanksgiving, and we kind of created our small little community for a night. But, you know, that's the name of the game. That's stuff you sign up for.
Do you want to hear Erin's comments, Evan?
Oh, this is from a podcast?
Yeah, it was from the podcast that she did called Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. And this was kind of what she said.
Okay.
This is what
start of the year, 41-40. We know they're up.
That was not what she said.
I can vamp for a sec. Hey, Pasta, while you get that set, how about we go to Roy's in San Leandro? Roy's in San Leandro wants to talk about the game on Sunday between the Niners and the Browns. Roy, hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. What's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Hey, look,
I just wanted to mention real quick, about the controversy between the quarterbacks, Mac Jones and Pretty. You know, I think Mac Jones is more tailor-made for Shanahan's offense. And what showed me Brock Purdy is not the man to take the 49ers to the promised land is because in that game 2 years ago against Kansas City, a regular season game, you know, he made so many, you know, he only had been in the league something like 1 year, but, you know, the kind of mistakes that he made, it just didn't make any sense. And see, if he was a top-notch quarterback, if the 49ers, even though they lost to Kansas City, they wouldn't have lost by the large margin that they did. And so you can make up any kind of excuse that you want to. Just like the situation with Joe Montana and that other guy named I can't think
Steve
of his
Young?
Name. No, not Steve Young, the other one. Oh, DeBerg.
DeBerg, you know? Yeah.
Oh, right, exactly. Okay. DeBerg could throw up that field longer than Joe Montana could. I mean, that's a natural fact. But the thing about it, he kept making the same mistakes over again. And the same with Brock Purdy. And so what I'm saying is that, you know, this is just me saying, I just think the 49ers should go ahead and maybe consider, you know, during this offseason, you know, maybe considering, you know, trading Brock Purdy. I know that sounds crazy, and a lot of fans want to throw a bunch of knives at me. But to me, it just makes all the sense in the world because he's not going to take them to no Super Bowl again. I'm sorry. You know, and, you know, Miles Garrett, 49ers missed the opportunity to get him. They had a chance to get him, but then they just didn't know how to negotiate in order to get him, you know. So that's basically, I appreciate you for taking my call. Thanks a lot.
Oh, of course, Roy. No, I hope you enjoy the game on Sunday. Yeah, I don't know if they could have gotten Myles Garrett. Maybe in the draft. Although I think he was the first overall pick. But if they could get Myles Garrett, I think the Niners would absolutely take a swing at that. And who knows? Maybe he'll become available sometime soon, or he'll ask out. Really, is what I think would need to happen. But as for Brock, I've gone back and forth on this. Just like I feel like a lot of people have gone back and forth on Brock since he started here. I don't think the Niners would look at trading Brock Purdy this summer, but I'd be shocked if that hadn't entered some of the people's minds who make decisions in their front office. I think that, so what I think it was 2 years ago, 2023, Jed York made the statement that Brock Purdy was a guy who was going to reset the market because that's just the way things go. He's a quarterback that's going to get paid. We're in the Super Bowl because of him, or in part because of him, and he's been a sensation since the moment he stepped on the field for an injured Jimmy Garoppolo midway through the 2022 year, has known nothing but success, and Jed York basically said, we're going to pay him, and he's our franchise guy, and he's going to reset the market. Ever since he made that statement, I feel like the confidence meter on Purdy, it hasn't gotten any higher, right? In fact, it's probably lowered. If that was a 9 or an 8 or a 9 on the confidence meter, because I would look at it as a 10 being what the Chiefs have in Mahomes, right? He's untradeable, untouchable, best player in franchise history, trending towards maybe being the best quarterback ever. That's a 10, right? So if we travel back in time to 2023 when Brock Purdy was about to face Mahomes in the Super Bowl, I think that Jed York's confidence and the 49ers' confidence in Brock Purdy was at an 8 or 9. Split hairs, we'll call it 8.5. Fast forward, he gets the contract off of a down year. This season he's got turf toe. He's looked inconsistent. I think he's looked really good. He's also looked really bad, right? In fact, it's kind of been in every other game. Against Seattle, played well enough to win on the road in a place that's tough. You give him that game, played well. Comes back against Jacksonville, threw you out of the game, didn't play well. Arizona played awesome, put up 3 touchdowns. Last week against the Panthers, I know they won the game, but he did not play well. You cannot tell me that the confidence meter from the 49ers, and if you want to say Jed York, is as high as it was when he made those comments in 2023. There's no chance. Now, I think they still believe that he's their franchise quarterback right now, but they don't feel as strongly about him as they did before that Super Bowl. There's no way. Some of the decisions that he's made, I think also this turf toe injury might have something to do with it. I think that the contract that they paid him, whenever you make an investment, a substantial investment like that, there's always, you're always looking for reasons to justify the investment. And I don't really know if it's fair to say, but Brock Purdy hasn't made you feel good in the first year. Now, throughout the rest of this regular season and the postseason, he's got a chance to prove that statement wrong, and he's got a chance to, again, justify the Niners' decision to make him a 5-year, $265 million quarterback. I know not all of it's guaranteed, but facts are the facts. He's a nearly $300 million man. I don't think they're going to trade him this offseason, but they're certainly going to be monitoring the way he plays the remainder of this year. And if he, for example, if he re-aggravates the toe and they don't feel like he can get back to being 100%, then maybe that's something you got to look at. I don't think it is. The bigger question that I have this offseason is whether or not they trade Mac Jones. I think that's the guy that is going to be highly sought after this summer, because there are several teams that are in need of a quarterback, and Mac Jones has shown this year that he can be a starter. And not like a guy who, you know, can just step in and be a stopgap, but again, he helped lead the Niners to some victories when they were not at full strength and when there was not a great surrounding cast. The Rams on Thursday night, all the way back, and I think it was week 5, is probably that's the resume builder right now. If his agent is saying, this guy can be a dude for your team, go look at the tape from that game, because he didn't have George Kittle, he didn't have Ricky Pearsall, I don't even think he had Juwan Jennings in that game, and he did enough to help the Niners win against a team that might be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. So that's the game for me. But do the Niners want to trade Mac Jones is the bigger question. So I think that, yeah, they're not going to trade Purdy this offseason. That's what I would lean towards. But the bigger trade asset to me is going to be Mac Jones and what they decide to do with him. Because a lot of people think that Mac Jones could, again, we've heard it today, could be the starter for the Niners, could usurp Brock Purdy, could help lead this team. I'm not necessarily in that camp, but I understand. I think that if the Niners get a second-round pick for Mac Jones in a trade, I think they would trade him. And maybe you feel like the cushion of a backup next year if Purdy gets hurt is worth more than that second-round pick, and I hear you. But they paid Mac Jones $6 million and could get a second-round pick for him. That's pretty good. Now, Carter Chickering, who was on earlier with Devone in the morning, was telling me that they get, if Mac Jones walks in free agency, they would get a compensatory pick, probably a third round pick. But so I guess you wouldn't trade him for a third. But if you got something higher than that, I think the Niners would be hard pressed to not pull the trigger on that. And I think they would certainly think about it even if they didn't do it. That to me is going to be the bigger decision that they have to make this summer. It's not what they do with Brock Purdy. It's what they do with Mac Jones. Because the other part of that too is if Mac Jones is back, Next fall, there's going to be conversations about which starting quarterback you roll with. And it sounds great in principle, all right, you got 2 quarterbacks who are good. The head coach in the franchise does not want to be asked about every single week, is it Mac or is it Brock? Is it Brock or is it Mac? Having 2 quarterbacks is like, what was it? Said that John Madden? If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any. I don't think it's that, but I don't think the Niners want to invite a quarterback controversy into next year, which depending on how Brock finishes this season, there very may well be. But I don't think they're going to trade Brock Purdy. I do think that they could trade Mac Jones. All right, pasta. Do we have that sound from Aaron Andrews? And could you remind me what podcast it was from?
We do. And the podcast is called Calm Down with Aaron and Charissa. So this was what she said.
This is what one of my first professors said. If you don't want to make $40,000 in your first job, get out. If you don't want to be told you need a nose job, get out. If you don't want to be divorced, get out. If you don't want to work holidays, get out. And I don't say it like that, but I say you got to love what you do because I miss all holidays. I didn't get married till I was in my 40s. Not that that is going to be your route, but I live out of a suitcase. I miss a lot of stuff. I missed a lot of weddings. I miss a lot of events. Mm-hmm. You have to love it to get you through the fact I'm not going to be home for Thanksgiving next week, you know, or Christmas is cut short.
All right. Yeah. So those were her full comments. And I guess kind of the energy she was talking with, some people could say that she is complaining, but to me, those are just realities. Like this was where we started this segment talking about why she went viral yesterday during Thanksgiving. And Aaron Andrews obviously works sidelines for Fox and the number one team. And she got a lot of blowback for those comments. I don't think that she should because she's basically just being honest. I also think that there's a little bit of a double standard when people who are in high positions complain about what they have. And that actually, well, that's kind of just a life thing, right? When, like, Pasta, let me ask you this. When you hear somebody in sports complain about what they have or what they sacrifice when they're in a position that you kind of, like, aspire to be, does that irk you a little bit?
Absolutely. I'd be almost ready to rip their heads off.
So are you ready to rip Aaron Andrews' heads off, her head off?
No, because, like you, I understand what she was trying to say, and I think people just interpreted it the wrong way. You know, people, there's so many people that want to be Aaron Andrews. And I think, if anything, this was more of a warning. This was more of an Aaron Andrews saying, this is what you're getting yourself into. Not really complaining, but more so, this is what to expect if you're going to get into this industry and in this line of work.
No, but I think everyone, at least in it works in sports, I don't really know other industries that well, but at the bottom level, there's always this, there's this message from the people at the top, like, this is not easy, and this is going to be extremely difficult, and if you're not built for it, then get out now. That does piss me off a little bit, and it's mainly because I'm a competitive person. If you don't think I can do something, I'm going to try doubly as hard to do it, but I don't really appreciate when the person in the position that I want to be is trying to tell me to not do it. I feel like it's, you know, the from what I've heard, the first year in med school, and they're just trying to weed out all of these people, and they're trying to force you to basically make a choice because not all of you are going to make it. And so the ones who are, they just want to get those people out off the bat. And I don't always appreciate that messaging. I don't know how you hear it.
Yeah, no, I get that too. And it's one of those things where everybody's work ethic is a little bit different. My work ethic is probably different than your work ethic, and your work ethic is probably different than Matt Steinmetz's work ethic. So, like, everybody's different in a way, and I feel like the way you perceive things kind of...
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Is the main thing to focus on here, and I think people just perceive the Aaron Andrews thing just a little bit different than maybe you and I did. Or at least a bit different from I did from you, if that makes sense.
I do think there's also a gender component to it. I also think that Erin Andrews has always been maligned for her position and for some of the stuff that she has to do. And I think women in general get criticized more than men when they talk about the stuff they sacrifice or the stuff that they have to give up. That's just kind of the way that I perceive it. But I don't think that, again, she said anything wrong. She was, if you want to say, giving advice or kind of trying to just present reality, I think that's fair. I just believe that in sports, you have to be willing to do what you did when you played sports, and that's sacrifice your time. And that might be important time, that might be family time, that might be time with friends. But the last part she mentioned about loving it is something that I kind of wrestle with a lot, especially around the holidays when you see people who have normal lives and a healthy work-life balance be able to juggle their 9-to-5s, maybe they get the week off, what do? They go to Friendsgivings, they hang out with their family, they maybe have, you know, they go on a trip somewhere. I don't know if it's that I don't get it, but I've never had a longing for the holiday season tradition stuff. Like this is the big time in sports, right? You have college football and bowl season coming up. You're in the thick of the NFL season. The NBA season for a lot of people is about to start when it gets to Christmas, but you're still about a quarter of the way through the season. It's also, for those who participate in the wintertime college sports season, college basketball is up and going. So there's just a lot of commitments. But to me, those were always, those games were the ones that were attractive to me more sometimes than making time for friends or not my family. I mean, although at the same time, my family's congregating for dinner and they're waiting on me. So the moment that I got out of here, I got to bust my ass up to this other part of San Francisco.
You know what she said to the family, Evan?
No, we're not doing that
right
now.
You should say, wait for me. That's a nice thing to do, and they're waiting for you. So.
Well, and they get it, and they understand it. But again, they're hung up on just one person, which I feel bad about sometimes.
You're fine.
I mean, is your family waiting on you to watch the fourth part of the Alex Rodriguez documentary?
There is no fourth part. I think if there was, I think that's when people would slowly lose interest. Maybe actually the fourth part will be when he owns the Timberwolves. But no, I think it's one of those things where, back to the conversation about Aaron Andrews real quick, because I know there's a caller that wants to get in on this. I agree with you. I think it might be a gender thing. I think a lot of people see women in sports and see, I don't even know how to describe it other than it's a gender thing, and a lot, especially older men have an issue with women in sports, and they feel like there's some kind of disparity when it comes to knowledge and professionalism and intention. And I just think it's unfair. And I think maybe that's the audience that Aaron is talking to on her podcast. And I think actually those are, you know, some of the women in sports that I know actually saw this and tweeted about it. So maybe that was the target audience. Maybe it's for everybody, but you know, it's one of those things where you can't win when you make a statement like that and you're a public figure.
Well, I don't think she's trying to win. I also think too, and as someone who does work in sports and has seen people and obviously knows a lot of people who don't work in sports, I also get the feeling that it's tough when those people they feel like they're being talked down to because they're not in this club or whatever of people who work at, like, you wouldn't get it. You know, you don't have to give up Thanksgiving. You don't have to give up part of Christmas. You don't have to do what we do. And it's like, I can hear some people taking it as, well, you're not in some special club. You know, you're choosing to do this, and now it feels like you're almost complaining about it. I don't think she's complaining, but I don't know. Maybe it's like the tone for some people. I know that someone wants to get in on this conversation, though, and that's KC from Santa Rosa. So, KC, I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving, and I appreciate you calling in. What's going on?
I did. Thank you very much. Hope you did as well. I'm enjoying the conversation. Having worked in the professional sports industry for a long time, it is 100% truth what Aaron Andrews was talking about. And she was only talking about it from her perspective of missing these things. I do agree with what was just said, the sentiment of this is about hate and this is about shade towards a woman who is working in a predominantly male dominated industry. Women are looked at as not as knowledgeable, whether they played or didn't play, because you can look at women who play in WNBA and they get ripped on as in a substandard product in comparison to the men. So it's 1,000% hate. It's 1,000% trying to devalue her as a sportscaster. She was only speaking of, if you're in this job, no, you're not going to get paid a lot of money in comparison to other jobs. And no, you're not going to be able to be home with your family because there are working events that I have to do. It's a shame that this happens. It's another aspect of the inherently blatant sexism that exists in sports and our world. And it's a shame. Have a great day. Love your show.
Thanks, Casey. Yeah. Well, put the rat on the table. Brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Yeah, I think that is a big part of it. And look, some people might also just be jealous of her position and where she comes from. All right, we got to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, I do want to get back into the actual games themselves. Maybe pivot also a bit to the Warriors, because coming up at 3 o'clock, we got Pasta's Black Friday over-under list, which I know nothing about, but I'm very excited for. We got Sam Gordon of the SF Chronicle on to talk about Golden State. Coming up at 3:15, all ahead here on a Black Friday. Evan Giddings with you on 95.7 The Game.
Starting January 1st, carpools must have 3 or more people and a Fast Track Flex toll tag set to 3+ to get the 50% carpool discount on all bridges except the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate. Visit getfasttrack.org for details.
Hey, it's Willard, and I'm just going to say it. We need your help. Right now, 1 in 3 people in the Bay Area don't know where their next meal is coming from. Parents skipping dinner so their kids can eat. Seniors choosing between medicine and groceries. In a place this strong, this connected, that shouldn't happen. It can't happen. That's why our friends at Habas Law are teaming up with Martha's Kitchen. Martha's Kitchen provides more than 200,000 meals every month to our neighbors in need. So let's do what the Bay Area does best. Let's show up together. Visit marthas-kitchen.org and donate today. Habas Law, always fighting to make it right.
Black Friday weekend is here. Once a year, you get the lowest prices on the top-rated brands of TV, Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs at stupid prices. You don't have to buy a no-name doorbuster TV with poor picture when you can get a good one for a few dollars more. Where's the best place to shop for these top brands? At Video Only, the only place where you can get better than Black Friday deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony. Better than clubs. Better than online. Before you buy, check out the deals at Video Only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
Join History San Jose for South Bay Flashback. Riffs, rhythms, and revolution. This new exhibit celebrates San Jose's forgotten music scene of the 1960s through over 200 show posters, artifacts, and stories. Whether you danced to these beats the first time around or you're discovering the roots of rock history, this free exhibit will take you back to this psychedelic moment. Now open select weekends at the Pacetta House in History Park. Visit historysanjose.org or 408-287-2222 to plan your visit.
Brought to you by Stevens Creek Subaru. Custom order your next Subaru at StevensCreekSubaru.com.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line.
Dub Nation, this is Jimmy Butler, and you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line.
Dub Nation, this is Stephen Curry, and you never know when I'll be on the River Islands guest line. So make sure to keep it locked on 95.7 The Game.
River Islands in Lathrop is the best-selling master plan community in all of Northern California, with its lakes, parks, trails, and collection of new home neighborhoods. The good life can be your life. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands?
When it comes to affordable term life insurance, everyone's whistling the Big Lou tune. If you're over 50, maybe a bit porky, or have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost about $200 a month. Even if you're not in perfect health, call Big Lou, because he specializes in finding big chunks of affordable term life insurance for just about everyone. Don't let diabetes or other health glitches keep you from owning $500,000 to $1 million or more of term life insurance. For affordable term life insurance, call Big Lou. Don't hesitate. Call 800-700-6898, 800-700-6898, or visit BigLou.com.
Call Big Lou. Don't hesitate. 800-700-6898. Call Big Lou. Don't hesitate. 800-700-6898. Visit BigLou.com.
Welcome back to Winter Hack Radio, the place for clever hacks to survive the season. Icy driveway? Well, try spreading sand or birdseed to help with traction. Snowy puppy paws? Well, grab a whisk, brush it off, done. Catch COVID-19? Well, just get...
Actually, there's no hack for COVID-19. But if you test positive, prescription medications for COVID exist. Ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Target's Black Friday deals are delivering big surprises all week long, like 40 to 50% off top holiday gifts, plus thousands more deals in-store and online, all with free shipping. Load up on all the season's must-haves with huge deals on tech, video games, toys, floor care, clothing for the family, and so much more. Hurry, these deals are going fast. 40 to 50% off gifts and Saturday, only at Target. Free shipping applies to orders over $35.
Adam, what are you thankful for? Great question, Nick. My new son, Henry, eating too much of mom's pumpkin pie. I'm grateful that Legacy Box has been able to help millions of people safeguard their important recorded moments. And with our Black Friday event that starts now, more families can enjoy digitizing their home movies and pictures with an insane 65% off. Legacy Box is the best gift for you or a family member. It's what Better Homes and Gardens calls the most sentimental gift to make this holiday season special, and what Reader's Digest called a genius product. That's because Legacy Box is simple and safe, and we digitize everything by hand. You'll get your originals back, plus digital copies that protect your treasured tapes, film reels, and photos from floods, mold, even the decay of time. So while the stuffing is in the oven, make sure to visit Legacy Box and shop our Black Friday event to take an unreal 65% off. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast. Black Friday starts now at LegacyBox.com/value. That's LegacyBox.com to take 65% off. LegacyBox.com/value.
Now back to 95.7 The Game.
Sorry, I was waiting for Pasta's rejoin. That last segment, by the way, brought to you by Barry of Fast Track. This is Evan Giddings with you here on 95.7 The Game. taking you up until 4 o'clock. A lot of football to be talked about on Thanksgiving Day. You know, I think it's interesting paying attention to some of these games because every single dog has won or is looking like they're going to win because Chicago is absolutely taking it to the Philadelphia Eagles right now. But this is a Thanksgiving slash, well, I guess, Friday, which is weird. They got Friday football now. They're going to have Saturday football come the other holiday season and on Christmas. There's just so much in the NFL. And yesterday, it was Green Bay, who technically was the underdog. They were on the road. They beat Detroit. Dallas finds a way to overcome Kansas City, who was a favorite on the road. The Chiefs were. And then last night, during Joe Burrow's return, they were heavy underdogs, and they just kind of waxed the Baltimore Ravens. So the Chicago Bears right now are handling Philadelphia, and it does, I think, it doesn't really move the needle for me as far as, I think that Philly is still a team that can go further than Chicago when it comes to the NFC. But I think what it does for me is it kind of confirms what I have believed for the majority of this year, which is the LA Rams are just the best team in the NFC. Every team's going to have a couple slips. Every team's going to have some blips on the radar. But right now, the team that the San Francisco 49ers have to measure themselves against, that is the LA Rams. It just happens to be a team in their division. I think that the Seattle Seahawks are obviously a really good group. I think Philly is also a good team. But the Rams are by far and away the best, I think. They've separated themselves in the NFC. Oddly enough, the Bears, who are taking it to the Eagles right now, are a team that had a -3 scoring differential coming into this game. So they've been a team that has just played with fire. They've been involved in close games. So has Philly, but Philly's found a way to win. This is probably the Chicago Bears, or will be if they can finish it off, might be their signature victory of the season. And again, just sort of reestablishes for me what I feel like I already knew, that the Niners are, and I think everyone is going to have to go through LA this season in the NFC. And while we're talking about measuring yourself to the best, Pasta, if I can ask you, I know we do it in sports every year, right? A lot of times for maybe Giants fans, you're kind of being measured against the Dodgers, or some years it's been Philadelphia, teams that are really good. In the NFL, for the past couple of years, it's been the Chiefs. They've been the staple of winning. They've been the poster child for winning. In the NBA, it's been the Warriors. More years than not, I would say the past decade. Is that a futile exercise? Or do you feel like it's something that you always have to measure yourself against the best?
I think in a sense it is a futile exercise, but also I think being able to dissect what a team does well and what a team doesn't do well, and in this sense what your opponent does well and what they don't do well, it's important just to see where you need to be, like, as a team, and what the standard is and what the idea of a winning team looks like, you know? So, you mentioned the Chiefs, and they're an example of this, and Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback position, and there's different ideas of what that needs to look like, and I think it's good not to compare, but definitely just to see where you are as a franchise and what you need to do to get better. So I don't think it's a bad thing, but I just think there's a fine line between comparing and then just understanding where the standard is.
Well said. I do think that this is the first season in a while where the Chiefs haven't been the team that you've compared yourself to. I think that the Rams right now would be the team for me. This season, just in 2025, that's the team that I would try and compare whoever else that I believe could challenge or contend for the Super Bowl with. I think they're the best team in the NFL. And it looked like it outside of really just a couple games. They lost to Philly on a blocked field goal, had obviously an overtime loss to the 49ers, where you can make a case that if Alfred Collins doesn't force a fumble, the Niners lose that game. at the end of the fourth quarter. I think they've been the best squad. But when I look at the San Francisco 49ers, that's why I asked whether it's futile or not, because I think that exercise is not for them this year. Measuring them against the best team in the NFL, whether you think it's the Rams, I don't know, maybe some people like the Patriots who are a 10-win team. I don't know who you measure them against, but that's a futile exercise for this team, because to me, that was not the goal of this year. The goal for them was almost a self-measurement. They're trying to measure how far they are from looking like a team that they've been for the majority of the last six seasons, which is a contender. And I think it's almost easier for me to compare them with past teams than with current teams, to look at where they measure up with the 2023 49ers, the 2022 49ers. I think this team most resembles the 2021 squad. But the biggest difference in why I think that this team doesn't quite have that is because they don't have a great defense. The 21 team did have a good defense. You know, that team didn't have McCaffrey, that's for sure. I think they have a better quarterback, whether it's Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, than Jimmy Garoppolo. But, and maybe McCaffrey is just the equivalent of that year's Debo Samuel. He's been more of a workhorse, but Debo was probably more dynamic. That team's defense, though, just absolutely led the way. You know, I was also asking the question because on Tuesday, and I know the Warriors, by the way, they play tomorrow. They'll play the New Orleans Pelicans, and I would hope that they'd be able to win that game. But on Tuesday, they host on a primetime stage a team that everyone is measured against right now in the NBA. And that's the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder look like they are going, like this could be an historic season for them. I think this team has the ability, who by the way...
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Way is just getting Jalen Williams back, who's either their second or third best player. I think they have a chance to challenge the 2015-16 Warriors for the all-time single-season win-loss record. I think this is a team that could win 70 games and definitely push the Dubs if they commit themselves to that, which it looks like they have. They're off to a great start. Is it futile for me to measure the Warriors against them on Tuesday night, though? And I know we'll talk about it on Monday, and we got a few days between now and then. But I was just thinking about the Dubs, because when we saw them last on Wednesday against Houston, like, they seem just, it seems futile to measure them against the league's best, because that's not where they're at right now. I think the Warriors are a very average team. That's what they've shown themselves to be through the first 20 games. Some nights they look too old. Some nights, most nights, they look too small. Other nights, they don't look like they have enough shooting. Some nights they look like they don't have a good bench. Some nights they're injured. Some nights guys are load managing. There's no consistency right now with Golden State. And that's why I find it really hard when I watch them to know what to expect. You know, I think the Niners, for all of their holes in their roster and some of the injuries that have hit them on the defensive side of the football, for all of their shortcomings, the 49ers are a more consistent team than the Warriors. You know, I think, again, I can kind of measure the Niners against the Rams, who I think are the best team in the league. I don't even want to think about measuring the Warriors to the Thunder right now. I think that's a futile exercise, because they're not in their class. And they showed that in Oklahoma City, the Thunder did. But now, with Curry being out for a week because of a quad contusion, there's no reason to even talk about it. You know, there might be some fans that don't even want to watch that game because they're afraid of how ugly it might get. And I don't think the Warriors will be dead against them, but that's obviously a game that they're not supposed to win, and that's a game where the Thunder are supposed to look like the best team in the league. The Warriors, to me, they can only measure themselves internally right now, and that's what they're really trying to figure out, is what they want this season to become. Because every time they take a step forward, feels like they take a step back. Each time it looks like they've turned a corner. Even at the beginning of the year, through the first five games, they're 4-1. They turn the corner, and then they go one out of their next five. And then they lose back-to-back games to teams they should beat. You know, this team has been very difficult to predict, and I think it's a combination of things. And that's why measuring them against the league's best is just futile. I don't see a reason to do it. I think the biggest problem with this team is they're not connected. You know, last year's team, with basically this roster outside of the addition of Al Horford, who hasn't helped certainly as much as they thought, last year's team was very connected from the moment they acquired Jimmy Butler. They were connected defensively. They were connected on the offensive end. I thought they also were connected off the floor. The guys who were having fun together. Jimmy Butler, like, I was just going through... some videos that I took last year from Chase Center, and oftentimes I'm always interested to kind of see what's going on during timeouts. You know, there's times I'm taking notes or, looking at the box score and maybe checking in on some other games. But during timeouts, I like to kind of use binoculars or a camera and zoom in and see what's going on in the huddle. Are guys calm? Are guys chatty? What's the coach doing? All that stuff. I found a lot of the videos that I took last year and some of the stuff that I remember from the huddle is, like, Jimmy Butler was at the center of every single stoppage, right? Either he was talking to guys or he was having fun with dudes and guys were dishing it back to him. Some players looked like they were asking him for advice, right? He was injected into this team in February, and they took off, but I feel like they were, like, he was instantly connected to them and vice versa. I'm not saying that's how it is now, but I don't see during timeouts, the conversations or the games, even during the very beginning of the year when they were winning. And this is all just stuff that I've been monitoring. So there's something off about them, and there's something off with the fun, like the joy that the team instantly got as a team who was a game below 500. They brought him in, and there were some issues in Miami, but they put those to the side, and they started winning some games, and then they took off. And this year, there's not a lot of that at all. And I don't know why. And I'm not sure the Warriors can figure out why. One thing also that's kind of caught my eye, or ear, I should say, the last few games is, you know, when players and the coach go to the podium, first question, what happened tonight? You know, what did you think about this, that, and the other? And there seems to be a difference of opinion on what is going wrong. That also is a signal that they're not connected or on the same page. And what I mean by that is Steve Kerr, for example, after Houston saying, I don't think our defense is the problem right now. And he cited their top 10 or whatever in defensive rating. And then you ask the players what the problem is. And Draymond Green, along with Jimmy Butler, are saying, no, our defense is a problem. You know, individually, we're not doing our jobs. Individually, we are playing like bleep. And we got to light a fire on that end of the floor because guys are going past us. The moment that there is a blow by, help defense isn't where it's supposed to be. Our rotations are a bit discombobulated. There's problems. And anytime the coach is seeing something different than the players, again, that signals to me that you're not on the same page. You know, when you're talking about, and they've had practices during this 5-game and 12-day stretch, which began last weekend. Okay, so you have time to go through footage. You have time to practice. You have time to get on the same page. And so far, they're 1-2 during this homestand. They got two more games left. You would expect them to win tomorrow against the Pelicans, and you would not expect them to win against Oklahoma City. But the point is, I do expect this team to figure out what's going wrong and to be aligned in that. Like it's one thing to play poorly and be a 500 team and be like, yeah, you know, our strength isn't this one area of the team, right? We're a bad defensive team. We don't do that well. We got to figure that out. Okay, then great. We know what to solve. We're on the same page. There's a problem. We've identified it. We can cure it. It's hard to cure something when you think the issues are two different things, especially when your coach thinks one thing and your players think another. I typically tend to lean towards what the players are saying because they're the ones out there actually doing it. If they don't think the defense is good, well, then damn it, I don't think it's good either because they're telling me they can't keep guys in front of them. And other teams are scoring at inopportune times and they're getting to the basket and knocking down shots and playing with confidence against a team that right now doesn't have a lot. But if the coach is saying, well, the problem's our offense, I don't know what to do with that. Personally, when I watch the Warriors, I think there's issues with both. And I think that the two sides are connected. When the Warriors are making shots and when they're allowed to set up their defense, I think they're okay. I also think that when they don't get stops, when they have to take the ball out of the basket, when they have to set up their half-court offense, they tend to struggle. And so it's a little chicken and the egg thing. It's which side is more responsible for which. And again, I'm going to lean more towards the players, especially a guy like Draymond, who is the representative of that end of the floor. And his unit, he believes, is not playing well enough. I kind of agree. I think guys are getting blown by. Against Houston, it wasn't necessarily point of attack defense. It was the fact that they couldn't get a rebound, which was also the case against Portland. But defensive rebounding is a part of defense. You have to stop a possession by grabbing a rebound. And that's another thing, too, that stood out to me about that game is, and I've kind of been paying attention to, the Warriors right now struggle stopping what other teams do well. What I mean by that is Houston is a team that has the number one offensive rebounding team in the league. I think their offensive rebounding rate is like 32%. So 32% of possessions, they get an extra opportunity. That's all they did against the Warriors. I mean, they didn't shoot it particularly great. They didn't knock down a ton of threes. Yeah, they had one standout performer. Reed Shepard was really good, had a career high, but also because he had extra chances. And I think it's a lot easier to take shots with confidence when you know that there's a pretty good chance that even if you miss, you're still going to have the ball. Meanwhile, I think one of the problems I see with the Warriors on offense is there's hesitance to try and make a play or to take a shot even sometimes because there's no guarantee that you're going to end up with a second. Like, you have to make that possession count. And same for taking care of the ball, right? I think a lot of guys on that end of the floor are hesitant. They don't want to be the ones to make the mistake. They don't want to be the ones to pop up on game film when you're going through it in practice. They don't want to be the ones to get called out by Kerr saying, you got to be better at taking care of the ball, and turnovers are the reason why we're not efficient offensively. So I think right now the Warriors are suffering from a crisis of confidence on both ends of the floor. The coach thinks it's because of what's happening offensively, and the players on the floor, especially the defensive ones, more geared towards that side, are saying it's the defense. And there is a disconnect in there somewhere that is the reason why they are 10-10. They're an inconsistent basketball team that right now, if you're looking at the next week, like it's a futile discussion to measure them against the Thunder. The Thunder are the best team in the league, and you ideally would want that game to be a measuring stick game. But without Steph, who's going to be out, with the Warriors having their problems on both sides of the floor, if we're being honest, you know, to talk about them in the same breath as the Thunder just does you no good. And that's why I am worried about the Warriors. It's because of a lack of alignment, right? A lack of alignment in what's been going on and what's the reason why they can't seem to string together two or even three good basketball games in a row right now. Because they're going to have to dig themselves out of this hole. And if Draymond thinks one thing and Jimmy Butler thinks another and Steve Kerr thinks another, well, then how are they going to correct all of them at the same time? They need to pick something that they feel like is the biggest problem with this team and attack it internally. And that's what I would like to see them do between now and the end of this homestand, which they obviously have two games left to salvage because they've started 1-2. If you want to get in on the conversation, 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Pasta's over-under Black Friday. What do you want to call it? Game, trivia, quiz?
Black Friday shopping.
Black Friday shopping. We got that coming up on the other side. Sam Gordon is going to join us at 3:15. 3 hours down, 1 hour to go. All ahead here on Black Friday and a very happy Thanksgiving, as well as hopefully shopping spree to all for those listening. Evan Giddings with you back after this on 95.7 The Game. It's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. You can visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up at The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Imagine being the wizard of your own home. With Xfinity, intelligent self-healing Wi-Fi fixes problems like magic. It boostifies speeds to your devices when you need it most, and makes your favorite Wicked content sparklify on every screen. All while a spell of protection helps keep your family safe online. When you're out in Oz, Xfinity Mobile joins Wi-Fi and 5G to keep your phone connected from here to the Emerald City. If you had the most intelligent Wi-Fi from Xfinity, everything would work together for good. And now you can cast a spell to stop time and keep your internet bill steady for 5 whole years with the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. No contracts or commitments with amazifying equipment included. Xfinity, imagine that. And see Wicked for good only in theaters November 21st. Restrictions apply. Select plans only. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet.
250 years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends, near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs. With timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind. Knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
That's the sound of James adding long-lasting Gain scent boosters to his laundry this morning. Several hours later, James sniffs the irresistible scent of Gain on his shirt. Ah, Gain. Several hours later, James has even caught the attention of his mother-in-law, and she never gives him attention.
Ooh, you smell amazing, James.
Oh, thanks, Mom. I love you, too.
I never said that.
Add Gain scent boosters to your laundry. Add joy to your day.
Tired of the same old night out? Hantigo's Wood Kitchen, your neighborhood spot for an incredible time. They take pride in their huge selection of in-house craft beer, innovative craft cocktails made with fresh ingredients, and full menu of delicious scratch-made food. From their smash burgers to their unique appetizers, don't miss their special entertainment night featuring Wednesday night trivia. On Friday and Saturday night, Ghost Hour is 50% off all drinks, 9 p.m. to close, and featuring a live DJ on Fridays. Find your vibe at Ghostwood Kitchen, 911 Main Street in Redwood City, and at ghostwood.com.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by your workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer and Gerson can help you get back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer and Gerson at 510-835-8870 or visit boxerlaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer and Gerson, your life is worth the fight.
There's a party at your house, but some are uninvited. Yeah, it's bugs. You've got ants, spiders, maybe a mouse or two. It's a full-blown shindig. But don't let these party crashers ruin your good time. Visit atgopestcontrol.com and let them show those pests the door permanently. Because when the only guests you want are your friends, leave the pests to them. Visit their website today, atcopestcontrol.com, before your house becomes a full-blown infestation. Call 888-900-9697 now for 10% off your initial service.
Celebrating 40 years with extraordinary rewards. Since our humble beginnings, we've believed in setting the standard for luxury, entertainment, and hospitality. This year, we invite you to be part of a defining moment in our story. Join us as we celebrate four decades of excellence and experience the unparalleled luxury that has made us a legend. Indulge in the extraordinary. Be part of our legacy. Cash in at Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Oh, hey, welcome to gift wrapping.
Whoa, Zoe Saldana.
Hey, can you wrap these, please?
Wow, iPhone 17s. You splurged.
At T-Mobile, you can get four iPhone 17s on them. The new center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. It's the perfect gift for everyone.
I'm the worst. I only got my mom a robe.
Well, it's better than socks.
So I have to trade in my old phone, right?
No, at T-Mobile, there's no trade-ins needed when you switch. Keep your old phone or give it as a gift.
Incredible.
In fact, wrap up my old phone, too. For my Aunt Rosa. Forget that. Aunt Liz will be jealous.
Sounds like my family. Drama.
Oh, I got it. I'll give it to my abuela. I'll take reindeer paper with... Hey, where are you going?
To T-Mobile!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Get four iPhone 17s on us. No trade-in needed when you switch. Plus, four lines for just $25 a line.
24 monthly bill credits and four eligible port-ins on essentials for well-qualified customers. Auto pay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Contact us. Finance agreement. 256 gigabytes. $830 required. Visit T-Mobile.com.
When you own your own business, you need to keep things moving. Need to book a last-minute flight? Earn a $300 travel credit to cover that. Need to take a meeting before takeoff? Do it from the comfort of the Chase Sapphire Lounge by the club. Need to catch your breath before you board? Done. With $2,500 in annual value, the new Chase Sapphire Reserve for Business is the card that gives back all you put in. Visit chase.com/reservebusiness to learn more. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Come into Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and see an amazing selection of Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliances live and on display in one of the largest living kitchens in the country. And save with Full Suite Savings Event. With qualifying purchase, get three additional years of protection or qualify for a $1,000 rebate. For the largest selection of Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliances, visit the Living Kitchen at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
My mom,
my dad,
works for Caltrans.
On the freeway.
Right next to speeding cars.
Please be careful.
Flashing lights mean move over.
Brought to you by
the kids of Caltrans.
The holiday rush starts here at your California Ford dealers. The Ford Black Friday Sell-A-Thon is on. It's 4 days only of some of our best offers across the entire Ford lineup. From America's best-selling Ford F-Series trucks for 48 years, the legendary F-150 and Super Duty. The Bronco family of SUVs for those who don't wait for adventure to begin. All electric standouts like the Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. And explore and escape the perfect balance of comfort, capability, and everyday versatility. Get ready to power through whatever the season brings in a Ford. But don't wait. These Black Friday Sell-A-Thon savings are here for 4 days only. The clock's ticking, the lots are moving. And these are the season's biggest savings on an incredible selection of Ford vehicles. Rush in before the Sell-A-Thon and the savings are over December 1st. Get to your California Ford dealers today. Claim based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year industry reported total.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco, on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Now back to 95.7 The Game.
All right, 1 hour to go here on a Black Friday. Evan Giddings with you on 95.7 The Game. Steven Rizzotto in the house as well. Thanks for everybody who's tapped in with us today. Spent a little bit of your Friday with us. I was actually looking outside, and by the way, it has turned into a pretty nice day. A little chilly, a little overcast, classic Bay Area winter evening, but people are out around Union Square, out doing their shopping. Hopefully not everybody's getting too flooded, no one getting trampled, getting their stuff. By the way, that reminds me, before we get into your game, Pasta, your mother went Black Friday shopping at 4 a.m. today?
She is one of those crazy people that goes really early in the morning.
I didn't call her crazy.
No, I did. I did. She is a self-proclaimed crazy Black Friday shopper, and she was at Kohl's in Daly City very, very, very early in the morning.
Now, if you don't mind me prying, what kind of stuff does she come home with?
I don't know. I learn on Christmas Day, I guess. But usually it's like clothes, and I don't know what you could get at Kohl's that could be like a halfway decent gift, holiday gift. But it's the thought that counts, you know?
It is. It's also the effort. She gets up at probably 3 or 3:30 to go Black Friday shopping at 4. So,
yeah.
How many of these places are open that early? Does she drive to Vacaville? I know there's outlet malls up there. Does she go up to, is it Petaluma has got outlet malls?
So her main spot is Daly City Ceremony Shopping Center.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. She's always down there.
Ceremony Ford, a partner of ours.
Exactly, right across the street. Ceremony Ford, just mentioned Bonte. but she's always down there. And they have deals. They're probably not as prominent now that everything has kind of gone online and you could probably find better deals on Cyber Monday. But yeah, it's one of those things where she likes it. It's a tradition with her and her sister and her mom, my grandma. They all go and they have a good time and they get home at like before noon usually.
Oh, that's cool. We'll just get it out of the way. Just get up, get early. And if it's also a family excursion, I do appreciate that.
It's hard because I'm in my early 20s now, and there's nothing I need. There's nothing I want. Like, when somebody asks me to make a list, which is what my family does, I have always felt guilty making a list, and B, really don't have anything to put on it.
Well, you will soon, but a lot of the times it's peace and quiet. You would like to have a day off. You would like to have what Aaron Andrews says that you can't have if you work in sports. And that's a normal day, a normal holiday.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores.
True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.